This episode is part one of the smartest video marketing trends for 2017 you will ever hear.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
All right, so coming up, I'm going to give you part one of the smartest video marketing trends for 2017. But first, here's the news that matters to video marketers. All right, so let's get into the news that matters to video marketers. Broadcasting live video from Twitter just got easier. The San Francisco tech firm said Wednesday that Twitter users can now stream live video by clicking on an icon when they're composing a tweet, a move that could help the struggling company attract more people to use the feature as Twitter competes with Facebook. Now, you can see in the article that I'm referencing out of Silicon Beat, they mention the struggling company. And the reason is Twitter hasn't been growing tremendously. Their monthly unique visitors has stabilized, maybe gone down a tad bit. As you know from past podcast episodes, I've signaled on this podcast that the executives at Twitter are all trying to sell their stock. And it's happening very quickly because they've peaked in the number of people like you and me and my mother that are on Twitter and sharing. And now video has come about. And the reason they purchased Periscope was to resurrect Twitter because video is such a dominant force. Now, before you had to download Periscope to live stream on Twitter, you know, Twitter is using Periscope technology for their live streaming. And now Twitter just lost the number one reason anybody would want to go to Periscope. You know, a few weeks ago on this podcast, I shared how Twitter, by adding video, eventually had to kill off their product Vine. And now you're just getting an early indicator of Twitter sucking the life out of Periscope in order to feed itself. It's kind of like the first act of the heart. The first act of the heart is an act of loving self-kindness where the heart pumps depleted oxygen, oxygen depleted blood into the lungs and then back into the heart so it can feed and enrich itself before it does the whole body and the whole system. And that's exactly what Twitter did with Vine and what it's doing right now with Periscope. Facebook is going to start fact-checking, labeling, and burying fake news and hoaxes in its news feed. The company said on Thursday, and at the time of this podcast recording, Facebook stock sits at $119 per share. Now, I'll get to why that's important in a moment. In one of our most recent episodes, I broke down the fake news story and what you really need to know and what my experience as a longtime member of the mainstream media and an on-location investigative reporter taught me about fake news. The reality is, if you go and listen to that podcast, episode 52, you'll discover that I share my stories of being on location, like at the presidential recount in Tallahassee, Florida in 2000, Bush v. Gore, that almost everything I witnessed there was fake news. Fake news gets packaged each and every day. Go back and listen to that episode. It'll give you some really strong context of why this topic is coming up now, who the forces are that are pushing it, so you could be a smarter consumer of news. Now, as I mentioned, Facebook is going to start fact-checking, labeling, and burying fake news, or what they call fake news, and hoaxes in their news feed. Their stock sits at $119. And as I've experienced through my digital marketing career, when you start censoring your audience, you put your business in the thought police position. And that position is really that you know better than other people. That's an elite position. Our natural reaction as readers or even as friends, when our friends do that, is to be turned off by thought police or people that know better than us. So from a digital marketing perspective, when a business starts censoring, it eventually starts eating away at the trust or the authenticity or the interest of somebody's audience. Now recognize, only 20% of Americans think that the media is trustworthy. Okay. 50% of the country supports Democrats. The other 50% supports Republicans. And if you want to do a really great job destroying your business, Facebook, then get into the thought police business. Because before you know it, when Facebook starts censoring, let's say they start censoring conservative media, like the indicators show that they are, their business is going to suffer. And you know what would be interesting is let's set a calendar invite, Crystal, a reminder for 6 months from now and a year from now, and let's check to see where Facebook stock is now, $1.19. How does the market react? Because you know, the market is really made up of people like you and me, right? 50% Republicans, 50% Democrats. And if they're already at 1.7 billion users, what happens when a big portion of their audience, you know, 300 million in the US and 50% start feeling like Facebook doesn't allow them to express their views? Ultimately, it ends up watering down the value of Facebook. Now, just to be clear, I'm not saying Facebook's going to die on the vine, wither, and go away. Facebook will, for the foreseeable future, be a major force online. But I do think there'll be some backlash. There'll be some blowback. And we all know brands that we can no longer support because they violated our trust or they're no longer authentic. And Facebook now runs that risk. Buyer beware, Big Zuck could be a problem coming your way. All right, in this episode, I'm going to share with you the 20 smartest video marketing trends that you're going to experience in 2017 and 3 absolute flops, things that the media is getting you all excited about that aren't going to materialize anytime soon. But before I do that, you need to know about the power of video. People are 4 times more likely to watch video than to read text. People are process information in a video 60,000 times faster than they would with text. We're 3 times more likely to share video. And because of those elements, our likelihood to watch, our processability, the fact that we're more interested in sharing, when somebody watches a product or a service video, they're 144% more likely to buy. Now that's huge impact that video has on a business's product or service. And as we're going to discuss in this episode, we're going to show you how those big stats and really indicators from the market are going to affect the way you use video in 2017 to amplify your business results. All right, so do you get it? Video is a beast. It's revolutionizing the way business communicates to their prospects, their customers, and also their employees. And right now, every smart business is going through a once-in-a-generation transition of how they use video to boost their business goals. Now, throughout my career, I've always been about 3 years ahead of the industry. It's part of my daily commitment to myself. I look at it like this. I don't have to be the smartest person in my industry, all right? I don't. That's too big of a commitment. The smartest person in my industry is a birth blessing. It happens to one person out there, and it ain't me, all right? I have no choice over being the smartest. You know, it's just, who did God give that talent to? But where do I have the choice? I have the choice on being the most resourceful. And that to me is a daily commitment of always being conscious about learning and looking at more resources and pulling in who's doing what and who's doing it well. To give you an example, just a couple of weeks ago on this podcast, we learned that Salesforce.com has 2 different video marketing strategies. One that exists out on social, which is like early awareness stage information. And then once somebody goes from Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or even YouTube, and they go to Salesforce.com, that video marketing strategy has now matured into a second strategy, which is all designed to move people through a buyer's journey, all right? And that's really innovative. Right? A lot of people aren't doing that, but you have to be open to learning and growing. Another example is what McDonald's is doing. McDonald's uses video to train 100,000 employees a month. Think about that. So in my team, we're all committed to being the most resourceful because we know that if we study what's going on in the industry and we socialize it internally, the next time one of our clients needs a robust training program for siloed employees all over the world, we already know the blueprint, right? Or the Salesforce example, be prepared to learn from others. And in doing so, you'll see absolutely remarkable growth. I've got a client. They're not a client. Let me explain it this way. I've got a company that I've been advising because I believe in their product, right? And I've been advising them for 2 years. Their product is getting remarkable results in curing cancer. And literally every other week, somebody approaches me with our product cures cancer and we help us market it. This one's getting like 98% cure rates in studies, 90% in other studies, like really remarkable, groundbreaking things in patients that don't have any real hope at all. But their marketing team doesn't have a clue about where 2017 trends are going. In fact, as we've been advising them, because we want this technology to get out there, we've noticed that they're really operating on a 1990s way of educating, convincing, and converting two completely different audiences, physicians and patient populations, right? And so we're trying to educate them. And in the process of educating them, we've come to this harsh reality that people may never know about their ability to impact cancer because that company doesn't know how to get their message out or to tell their story. And they're using things that they've seen in the past. So in this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to show you 2017 trends, really important market-moving trends that we use in this office that your business should know about. So you're going to meet other people in our team, and they're going to share those trends, and it's all going to be designed to tell you how to move ROI, how to increase the impact on your business, and how video is going to play an instrumental role in that. All right, in this episode, you're going to discover part one of the smartest 2017 video marketing trends, and you're also going to hear from members of my team. To help me explain the biggest trends in 2017, I'm going to be joined throughout this episode by several members of the Wirebuzz team, like Marcus Krieg, who leads our strategy team, Strons Vanderplug, head of production, Colin Noonan, and Amanda Melindo, certified inbound marketers and copywriters here at Wirebuzz. The number one trend that you're going to see, more brands are going to adopt a self-service style process on their websites powered by video. Marcus Krieg's with me. Marcus, what's this story all about? Why is this a trend that our audience should know about?
Well, one of the interesting things that research has been finding is about 19% of people only will want to speak to a salesperson at the very end of the buying process. And 40% of people total never, ever, ever, ever under any circumstances want to rely on a salesperson.
Salespeople suck. Why start the conversation when you can do the research online, right?
Right, exactly. And so now we're going to start seeing, it used to be that your website was a place to get interested. And then in order to pick up the conversation and get down into the nitty gritty and to actually engage in a purchase, you had to get on the phone with a salesperson. So we're already seeing that this is becoming a big trend. And throughout 2017, we're going to see it accelerating and being dragged and dropped across more businesses. We're already seeing it mostly in the software as a service industry, where marketing sort of takes a bigger role of importance, generally speaking. But we're going to start seeing that same process moving across industries and outside of that niche.
We did that here at Wirebuzz, 33% less salespeople. And we ended up doing 60% more revenue because we used video strategically through that process. But using more video and self-service style approach is going to be a game changer for 2017.
Oh, absolutely.
Number two, consumers are going to expect information that you share to be in video format. Marcus, that video format, this is like any type of information that you're going to share at all, right?
Absolutely.
Kind of revolutionary.
Yeah. It's becoming a really big trend. They're expecting that, 50% of video, it was 80% of all internet traffic by 2020 is going to be video. As we've discussed in previous podcast episodes, that's probably a little bit crazy, but that's the trend line we're looking at. And even just today, 80% of consumers will lose interest in your brand if you don't have a product video or a video demonstrating what you do, how your product works, or a video that explains what it's like working with you if you're a service-based business. And so when consumers are saying, hey, we're not going to be interested in you if you don't have videos, that's a pretty big indicator that we are now expecting, as video is becoming more common, it's becoming the expectation, not a necessarily a nice to have. It's becoming a must have.
All right. So like back in 2000 or 1999, the expectation was you had to have images about your product or even your service. Now, as more bandwidth has become available, it's a foregone conclusion from consumers that they need to see it in a video, and you need to strike the right emotions in order for them to be interested and for you to shiny object them into a conversion.
Well, yeah, totally. And you also have to think, people, it used to be that you had, what, 4 or 5 competitors 10 years ago? Now you have 15 competitors in the average industry. The average product has 15 competitors. That change has happened over 10 years. That means that the same people that you're having a conversation with, that you're trying to sell to, have 3 times more people trying to sell the same exact type of service or product. That means that, you know, they're getting inundated with information. You have to give them information in the format that they prefer, and that format is video.
Number 3, quality will finally trump quantity when it comes to video production. Look, we've noticed that over the years, the higher quality video will get you better results, and there's really been a convection cycle that's taken place. Marcus, when we see a trend like that, what does that tell you as a strategist?
It tells me that I need to make quality more of a priority. I mean, you look at the algorithms, right? You know, we live in a society of algorithms. There's the YouTube algorithm, there's the Google algorithm, there's the Facebook algorithm, all of these algorithms. And what is their entire goal? They want to improve the user experience for all of their users so that they spend more time on those platforms. That's how these companies make money. And so as competition goes up, just any video won't do, just any blog post won't do, just any pin in Pinterest won't do. There will always be a push to create better and better quality videos in this case.
It's actually a really good sign because the search engines are going to provide the most valuable content on the top of search. And that encourages all of us to up our game, provide greater value to the end user. And before you know it, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right. And then you also factor in just like the lifespan of a video. Again, this is all forms of content. This is true for if you want to stay at the top of Google, if you want to stay at the top of YouTube long term, not just tweaking things and then getting your results, hoping that you somehow magically stay there. No, you need to be thinking about things competitively, right? There are more people competing for the same real estate. Access to improved video technology is becoming more widespread. And so if someone is able to make a really good video and it's better than yours, longer than yours, more high quality, more engaging, eventually it will beat yours. So why not just go all out and make sure that everything you do is inimitable? Choose to create a piece of content that's so good that it'll stand the test of time. That will ensure that you are able to use it long term. You won't have to create the same topic twice. And that means that you're going to get higher ROI.
The number 4 trend is video is becoming a larger piece of the content marketing pie. Colin Noonan, why are you seeing this trend and why is it important for marketers?
I think we're seeing this trend for a couple of reasons. One, because it's easier for people to actually get their hands on tools that they can now publish video, they can go live. But I think marketers are starting to catch on to this idea that video is actually what gets the best results, right? It's no longer something that is far off in the distance that they're never, ever going to be able to use. But now more marketers can use it. So it's an inevitable trend, right? I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time that every year you start to see more and more video, Facebook, Twitter, now prioritizing that. So
video is going to become a larger piece of the content pie. And as companies start to use more video throughout their website or throughout their marketing, it's a real challenge for companies that don't have video size budgets. What are some alternatives or what are some ways that people can do video on the cheap and still mix it in with their content?
Yeah, well, a couple of ways. I think that the live video features that you're starting to see now, I mean, Facebook, Instagram is now doing live video. Twitter is now doing live video inside their platform, YouTube. So you're starting to see live video be able to be used by anybody. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. And on certain platforms, it really pushes it towards the top. So your content is reaching more people. But the other way is something that you actually talked to Salesforce about a couple weeks ago on a podcast episode, where you guys talked about repurposing content. So, you know, they have this huge, Salesforce has this huge live event every year. They record thousands of sessions, right? But then they take those sessions and break them down into 2-minute chunks, 3-minute chunks, and repurpose that content on social so it gets a lot more likes.
Yeah. And what they do really interestingly is on each social network, they have a slightly different version, right? Most people would think it's complicating their process, but really what they're doing is they're talking to a very specific audience on a platform that prefers specific types of content. Like on Snapchat, they'd have to do a short 6-8 second video, or on Facebook, maybe something that's 30 seconds, but on YouTube, it could be longer.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. So if we're talking about the piece of pie, Brian Halligan from HubSpot just published a fantastic article. We'll have to link that in the show notes. But Brian says in this article that really 50% of your content mix should be video. So I'm sure there's a lot of marketers who are saying, we don't have the budget for that. But again, focus on live. Take advantage of live. But also repurpose your content. Give it more legs. And get it out there just in as many formats as you can.
Number 5, more brands are going to prioritize creating a video strategy than ever before. Joining me is Marcus Krieg. He's our big strategy nerd here at the office. We always, since the very beginning, have encouraged our clients, pushed our clients, even done it for free in order to get them to think strategy before random acts of video creation. Why is that important?
Well, for us, it means clients keep coming back.
Why?
Because they get better results.
Because we know that what they're trying to do so we can hit a needle in a haystack, right?
Exactly. And they recently had a survey where they surveyed marketers and they found that 71% said video is the type of content with the best ROI. But in that same survey, the people who didn't say that video was the best, they cited lack of an effective strategy as the number one reason. So what does that tell us? It tells us that video works, but you have to have a strategy. Now, there's even more recent data that says that your videos will have 300% more return on investment if you have an effective strategy going into the project. Now, there are so many ways that this factors in, right? We could come in here, turn on a camera, and talk about a topic. But what if we wanted to share it on YouTube and Facebook and live stream it and do all of these different things, right? If you want to get more legs out of your content, then you need to be more strategic about how it's constructed. If you want to run tests on a video that you're going to put on your homepage or a landing page, you need to create multiple versions. It's very easy to do in one shoot if you go into it with a strategy, whereas most people are, you know, ready, fire, aim. And then they have to go back and create the video again. Now, what is it that you're always saying?
I have no clue.
You're always saying if you think that if you think that it's expensive to
hire a professional,
try hiring an amateur.
Right. Because you're going to pay for that amateur to do it twice.
Right.
Right. And we see that all the time. A really important trend. Number 5, more brands are going to prioritize creating a video strategy. Why? Because it works. The number 6 most important video marketing trend for 2017 is sales process videos are going to be more valuable, more crucial for your business's bottom line than top of the funnel awareness videos. Now, an easy way to explain this is my own example. I practice what I preach. I drink all of my own Kool-Aid. And the way that that's affected Wirebuzz and our revenue in 2016 is remarkable. So let me tell you how it's going to play out in 2017 based on our experience. We took our sales process and we used videos through that sales process. So any type of material we would send, we create a video about it. Anything that could be a frequently asked question, a common objection, a case study or a testimonial, we turned it into a video and then used it through the sales process. And what we discovered is we condensed our sales process from 8 weeks down to 3 weeks. So in 2016, Wirebuzz had 33% less salespeople. That resulted in, because we streamlined our sales process, used video, we ended up generating 60% more revenue. Now, how did that also affect the amount of time? from 8 weeks to 3 weeks. Now we're closing three deals in the same amount of time that it used to take to close one. Number seven, salespeople and PR pros are going to start personalizing video to stand out from the crowd. Marcus, we talk about this internally. Great opportunity. How should businesses use it?
Well, this is one of those situations where authentic and raw is just as good as highly produced. I mean, people are starting to pull out their phones, using their webcams. If you're using Wistia, you can record a video directly into your Wistia account from your webcam. And then you can use that video and just send it off to a sales prospect, or if you're trying to, you know, land a guest post, or if you're trying to get some media exposure with a journalist, or you know, any of those types of things, get onto someone's podcast. Those are all opportunities for you to send a video that you made just for that person. And it's so easy to do now that there's not really an excuse not to. I mean, we already know people are going to be more likely to watch a video than to read text. So why send a text email, especially an email that looks like it's been, it's generic and it's for everyone, like those form emails that you send that seems like a PR person just sort of copied and pasted and sent it to everyone. Personalized video takes that to the next level, because you didn't just send an email to them and then change a couple words around. You made a video specifically for X person.
I do this all the time. So let's say I've got a prospect that I'm meeting with and their boss couldn't make the call. I will do a condensed version of the call in video with some appropriate slides. I'll upload it into YouTube into a private unlisted location, send it off to their boss so they can get a recap, right? Or anybody that follows me on Twitter, whenever I have a free moment, I will do a thank you video to them, thanking them for the follow. Not a scalable solution, but totally. A really appropriate way to make a really personal connection.
Well, and what's interesting about that, and I'm not sure if I even told you this, but one of the guys you created a video for on Twitter ended up writing a post about that tactic, and then, you know, we want a link out of it. You know? I mean, it's one of those things that's so remarkable that other people want to talk about it. They want to share it around.
Yeah.
And
he's actually become one of our biggest followers for this podcast, just because I did a little 30-second, hey man, thanks for the follow. This is what I'm going to be sharing. Looking forward to reading your stuff along the way too. Boom. Right?
Yep.
Works just that way. You're going to see a lot more of that in 2017. Number eight, the adoption of video advertising is going to skyrocket and video ad budgets will go through the roof. To join me, Amanda's here. Amanda, talk to me about this. Why is it an important trend for 2017?
Advertisers are really recognizing the value of video ads. In fact, 70% of marketers plan on increasing their budget in 2017.
It's pretty remarkable, right?
Yes.
It's a big number.
It is. And next year is going to be the very first year that we're expecting to see video ad spend exceed TV ad spend.
Well, we saw the trend happen with the Olympics. More online viewers than television viewers, first time in history. We saw it with the presidential debates, and we'll probably see it with the coming inauguration. So it only makes sense that you're going to start seeing that with ad spend too.
Absolutely. You have to go where the viewers are. That's
follow
what it's going to look
like. There online. Number nine, video retargeting will become a growth channel for businesses. Marcus, I think this is a really valuable trend for businesses. Talk to me about it. What should people understand?
Well, I mean, we already know that video advertising, just generally speaking, is accelerating. It's a relatively low-cost channel. In fact, a YouTube ad is cheaper than a Google ad, and yet you get a 30-second, like 30 seconds of attention before you're charged. Whereas a Google ad, you get, 150 characters? It's just like, it's not even in the same class in terms of impact, and the cost is lower. So, you know, as we see more brands adopting explainer videos and video ads in general, they're going to be having this just wonderful opportunity to retarget the 80% of people who didn't join their email list, who will never come back to their website, with a highly targeted video just for them. Because let's be real, retargeting is the most economical and most effective form of online advertising. But with a video, you actually get to take advantage of all of those extra superpowers.
Number 10, marketers and advertisers are going to A-B test their video assets to increase ROI. Marcus, A-B testing video it's somewhat on the news side. We've done in, you know, when I say we, digital marketers have been A-B testing content for a long time. Why A-B testing video? Why is that important?
Well, video is obviously an expensive piece of content, right? So if you're going to be running ads, ads are expensive. If you're going to be putting up a video on your homepage, that's expensive. If you're going to do these things right, you're paying a lot of money. So why not create multiple versions of the video and then run tests against one another? And the testing technology is becoming commonplace, right? You know, 2008, the guys who founded Optimizely worked on the presidential campaign.
Absolutely.
And now that software is so easy to use. It's so accessible that you could, and that's just one of many. There's Visual Website Optimizer. There's all sorts of tools you can use. Lots of landing page solutions. You're driving people to a landing page from an ad. You can put up multiple versions of that page and test the traffic and see what kind of lift the video is going to get. Because we know that video is going to have one of the biggest impacts on conversion rates on the page, because A, you're giving it really good real estate, but B, it's going to transfer a ton of emotion. And so if you're able to test multiple versions of the video, it's one of the places where you have the greatest opportunity for conversion rate lift. So as people start putting more budget into video, testing and proving ROI are going to become a much bigger priority.
It's such a smart way for a business to be able to wring out additional profit that they didn't even know existed, right? Mm-hmm. But it really just takes a commitment to testing, to learning, and then perfecting and optimizing along the way.
Right. And you also need to have like a smart strategy. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we're proposing to clients now, hey, let's create two versions of this video, or let's plan to have a version of this video where we don't have this part that you think is important, but that we don't think is going to be beneficial and might actually be a distraction.
The cost could actually be very minimal.
Right. It's
to
just
provide
a different,
right. To provide a slightly different version. And then you could find that you have gotten really powerful results off of a minimal little change.
Right. And you can also use these video ad tests to validate hypotheses about what's going to resonate with your audience. And you can roll those tests out over the rest of your website. You could modify your print materials. You could modify your conference strategy, the way that you talk to people during the sales process. Because video is more like having a conversation with a human than any other kind of content, the insights that you're able to glean are so much more powerful and cross-applicable to other formats.
All right, quick true or false. When talking about content optimization or conversion optimization, the smartest marketers in the room question every assumption, including their own assumptions on what a great page looks like when it converts.
Absolutely. True.
So make sure, like we are always telling people, let's start with the best case scenario. Let's provide a series of micro tests, but let's challenge what we already know to be true, because we're going to discover that we don't have all the answers.
Absolutely.
All right, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/54, like Studio 54, or for those of you who love caffeine, it's the number of milligrams of caffeine in 12-ounce Mountain Dew, you guessed it, wirebuzz.com/54. Hey, if you love this podcast, if we're providing you really valuable information that's making you a smarter marketer, well, by all means, please subscribe to the podcast. And you can do that by going to Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, at all of those locations. Hit the subscribe button and we'll deliver you each and every new episode as they go live on Tuesday each week. Now, another thing that I'd really, if you could just do me a solid when you're there, leave a really honest rating and review. It helps me perfect my process. It also helps send all the right signals to the algorithms about the value of this podcast. All right? Rate and review, subscribe at Video Marketing Mastery on each of those networks. And this has been a really helpful episode, but I want you to know that coming up in the next, in part two, we've got the rest of the trends. So many trends, we couldn't jam them into one episode. So please stay tuned. They'll be coming up in a week, and you'll get access to even more information that'll make you a video marketing mastermind.